Unit 22. Recording 28.
People living close to Lake Taal on the island of Luzon in the Philippines continue to be evacuated from the area as the Taal volcano threatens to erupt. Over to our reporter, Katie Hill.
Lake Taal lies in the huge crater of the Taal volcano. In the middle of the lake is a smaller volcano which has been showing signs of increased activity over the last few weeks. Taal is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. In 1911, an eruption claimed over 1,000 lives, and in 1965, villages on the lakeshore were devastated by falling rocks and huge waves on the lake. Although scientists predicted the 1965 eruption, the authorities failed to warn villagers, and the breakdown in communication cost at least 100 lives. After the disaster of 1965, the government introduced the Taal Emergency Strategy. This involved monitoring the volcano for early signs of an eruption and the drawing up of an evacuation plan. Since that time, however, there has been an increase in the number of people living close to the lake, and the government has also encouraged the industrial development of the area. The building of two power stations just a few kilometres away was strongly criticised by environmentalists. In the event of an eruption, these would have to be shut down, possibly for a long period if damage occurs. The closure of the power stations would leave thousands of homes and businesses without electricity. Last month, scientists noticed a sudden rise in the temperature of the lake. There was also a dramatic rise in the level of radon gas in the soil. Their concerns increased with the discovery of thousands of dead fish, apparently killed by acidic volcanic gases rising from the bed of the lake. As a result, they gave a warning that Taal could erupt again at any moment. The authorities took immediate action. The president put government authorities on a state of high alert, saying that the danger of the situation made it necessary to bring in the army to oversee operations. The decision was made to evacuate an area of 5 kilometres around the entire lake, and 2 days ago the evacuation of around 30,000 people began. The provision of temporary shelter in a safe location for those displaced is the army's top priority. And it is now estimated that about 25,000 evacuees have arrived at makeshift camps. Conditions in the camps are reasonably comfortable, and there are adequate supplies of food and water. But no one knows here how long they will be away from their homes, or, indeed, if Taal erupts again, whether they will have homes to go back to. All they can do is watch and wait for nature to take its course. Katie Hill in the Philippines.
The government has announced that it's going to...